Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hi, everybody. Chuck Bonner, Julie Hayden.
Happy party Friday, Chuck.
Partying already.
Party Friday. Hey, welcome to everybody on Zoom. Lots to talk about today. We've got Patrick Neville coming up, as always, on Friday. We've got George Anthonisopoulos. So they haven't even actually certified the election results. And even though Colorado citizens passed a constitutional amendment saying that you have to be an American citizen to vote, go figure, the city of Telluride has already said it's not going to pay any attention to that. And it is going to let people who are not citizens vote.
Didn't take long.
Took less than 2 days. And then at 3:30, we're going to have grassroots attorney Randy Corcoran on. Lots to talk about there. Randy is going to, we had Joe Altman on our show last Friday. He's been doing a lot of investigative reporting, frankly, that the media is not doing, has a lot of questions about people connected with this company, Dominion, which is a company that runs the software for most states. It was kind of interesting. I didn't realize this, but somebody was sending me information. Wayne Williams, our former Secretary of State in Colorado, tried really hard to get it here.
Did he?
I bet, but that apparently didn't work so much. So it's kind of like,
Wayne,
yeah. And so we'll talk to him about some of the news coming up on that front. And
well, right now we have the brand new grassroots report from our good friend Patrick, and he's on line one. Patrick, great to talk to you.
Hey, good to have you guys.
Yeah, that's right. It's not your headache anymore, huh? We kind of lambasted the results of the election on Monday, so we're not going to dwell on that.
We're not going to dwell on it, but it was two rounds, I understand.
So voting for the new minority leader.
New minority leader. So there must have been at least three candidates if you had two rounds.
That's right.
And then somebody dropped out and threw his votes, I suppose, to Hugh McCain.
Well, no, not necessarily. I don't know how those votes got thrown. I've got my suspicions, but can't confirm anything.
Well,
I'm sure your suspicions are right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not too hard to figure out. Okay, two rounds. Somebody drops out. What happens to those votes?
Then Hugh McCain wins.
Hugh McCain wins. Huh? Where could
those votes have gone?
Even Rev's math would figure that out.
Even Common Core.
Even Common Core
would be able to do that.
And I'll have to give Dave Williams huge credit.
And Kevin Van Winkle.
Well, particularly, but Dave Williams, who said, no, I'm not going to work under Hugh McCain. He's too much of a dirtball. No, he didn't use the word dirtball. He said philosophical differences, that he's a morally corrupt degenerate, and he didn't want to be within 10 feet of the stencher. But that's just...
Do you have any comment? You want to comment at all?
Do you want to comment on that? Is there anything in there that
I get where Dave's coming from. You know, like, he wanted to work under a certain leader, and he understands the way leadership works. And if the minority leader doesn't, you know, join you philosophically, it can be really tough. And so to be saddled with his decisions can be really difficult, really tough moving forward. And so, and ultimately too, Dave gave his word. So Hugh tried to get Dave to continue to run. We were taken totally aback by the fact that Larson, I mean, I had no clue this was even going to happen, but the fact that Colin Larson being out and endorsing Mark Baisley, and apparently they had conversations about this beforehand, that was the first I heard of it. So it was one of those just crazy meetings where I'm going, wow, who can I trust here?
Like, right.
No one.
Those conversations
no happen, one.
You start telling people, and you start, you know, you tell folks, like, expected Mark to call me or someone else up and go, hey, man, just had this weird meeting with Colin Larson, but no, that never happened. So, yeah, the trust level is very thin in the Republican caucus. That's for sure.
Very
thin. You know, don't
interrupt here.
Oh, what do you want to mean? All right, go.
We're learning a lot of interesting stuff. Yeah, when you're the second in command in the House caucus, aren't you expected to have some loyalty to the
party,
to the leader?
Oh.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's kind of expected, but I don't know.
What happened then if that's proposed role when Cole Wist decided after you've been to Washington to fight against the red flag to be standing next to our good friend George Brockler? That was a little strange, wasn't it?
Oh, it certainly was. Yeah, and so I don't think Dave Williams wanted to be in the opposite position to fight for the conservative cause in those types of circumstances. And so good on him, and he kept to his word, too, because he told Tim Geithner that he would support Tim Geithner. I mean, just, we were still taken aback by, like, wait, Mark Baisley had this meeting with Colin Larson? Huh? Like,
what?
None of us knew about that, heard about that, and apparently Colin Larson endorsed him, and then so did Hugh McKean, and we're just, what is going on with Mark Baisley? That's really strange.
Yeah.
Well, it
strange.
Seems to me it isn't strange. It's the same thing that always happens with Colorado Republicans, except for the real true grassroots people, and that is they'd rather have power than principles.
Well,
and
let me ask you this. Did you ever box?
He was in the Army.
Did what?
Not the same thing.
Oh, no.
Did you ever box? Boxing?
No, I never boxed.
Fist?
Okay.
Well, when you got into the ring with somebody,
I boxed, rounds of fire, fields of fire and stuff.
A little more dangerous. But if you had an opponent who was hitting you under the belt, grabbing in clinches, rubbing his laces against your ear, and the referee wasn't calling it, he was just letting it all go by, well, then you had to do the same. Or you were going to, all things being equal, going to lose because he was playing by one set of rules and you were playing by another set. So you had to adapt and kind of go, okay, that's how they're going to call it. So, next time you got your gloves near his ear, you got a rip off. And it was necessary because you can't let your opponent play by one set of rules and you're not. When are the grassroots going to start doing what the people did to you?
Can you? I mean,
well, of course you
can.
You can. You can make sure they can't raise money. That's what they did down in El Paso. That's what they do at the House. They make sure that the grassroots can never raise
money. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what they did with me. I mean,
yeah.
They tried to move everything else, and, basically they admitted as much that Colin Larson specifically tried to keep us from raising money in the House and move everything
right.
to Better Jobs Colorado, which is a Franklin Nolte run group.
Yeah.
And it was funny because we were even talking about this during a meeting, and he accused us of creating the assistant minority leader position for Cole Wist, so that Cole Wist could come in. I was like, what? No, that position's always been around. And he doubled down and said, no, it hasn't. Well, who was it before Cole Wist? Well, Paul Lawrence and then Libby Szabo before that. And you want to keep going back, 20 years from now, because it's always been around.
I
think everybody who watched you saw you lean over backwards, make sure
right to try to be fair.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, you,
right,
you
and inclusive. You
didn't do the Paulie Lawrence of secretly supporting.
Well, secretly trying to screw people when nobody was watching.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So, but you're never gonna beat these guys if they get to endlessly play by one set of rules and you play by a different set of rules. Now, you don't want to play by, you don't want to punch under the belt. You don't really want to clinch, grab and clinches. But it's not an option unless you're just willing to always get stomped on. So what are the grassroots going to say? Okay, this is how it's played. Now we'll play.
Can you really, though?
Of course you can play by the principle.
I gave a certain set of rules that I would live by once I was in leadership, and I stayed by those rules. I'm a man of my word.
Yeah.
I know you are.
No.
Now go to a new set of rules.
Chuck is trying to get you to. Let me.
And guess what? Now I'm no longer in leadership.
Yeah, that's why you were too decent and nice and honorable.
But speaking of decent, nice, and honorable, or the lack thereof, wanted to talk a little bit about something that, you know, people, everybody's doing their post-mortem on the Republican Party in Colorado. And Patrick, is it just me, or do all of the mainstream media people and even some of the blog sites keep interviewing people who are really not grassroots Republican? I mean, they interviewed Ryan Call, who voted for Joe Biden. So by definition, even though he used to be a Republican, he's a Democrat.
Even Colorado Sun, like, interviewed Tyler Sandberg on a story talking about Stephanie Luck, and
right.
I had to laugh at that. I'm like, you guys, there isn't a single group out there that wanted anything to do with Stephanie Luck, except
right.
for us.
Right,
except
right.
for, you know, me and my brother. Like, we got behind her. We had the polling. It was all set. Every Republican was against Stephanie Luck. Greg Brophy maxed out to her opponent.
Yeah.
The NRA endorsed her opponent. Mark Hillman gave money to her opponent. And guess what? She comes out and wins this by 8 points. I mean, that's just one example of quite a
few. How did she do that?
I got together with some of these guys early on and told them, hey, numbers don't look good for Don Rozier. I like Don Rozier, you know? I mean, long-term friends with Don Rozier, but numbers didn't look good for him. They poured hundreds of thousands of dollars in there. Didn't believe me. Mike Kopp, that was his boy. Mike Kopp put tons of money behind there.
Yeah, Colorado Concern, right?
Permission. Right, and then all of a sudden, we kept telling them, hey, guys, Van Winkle's in trouble. Van Winkle might need some help. And then they come in, like, the very last minute, after we had already secured an endorsement, and John Castillo had done a wonderful video
right.
for Kevin, and we texted that out to tens of thousands of people in Van Winkle's district, and he probably already had this thing wrapped up, and at the very end, they're like, oh, well, we transferred money. We helped out Van Winkle, but... Yeah, we gave it to Blitz and every other group out there that probably did nothing with it.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about this Blitz. So one of the things that folks need to be aware of, and all the fake Republicans that the media right. keep interviewing, you know, come up with, like, you know, Dick Bottoms is like, well, it's all Trump's fault. I'm like, Dick, maybe you haven't noticed, but Republicans have been losing in Colorado. I mean, Bill Owens was the last a Republican
governor.
Well,
that's what he's saying. We have more Bill Owens as if.
Right.
Or like Wayne Allard, who really couldn't be more opposite. One person. At least Wayne Allard was known as the invisible senator from Colorado. So if that's who you want to have, yeah, sure.
But I want to talk about this Blitz, because what happens is, I think, what the establishment people do is they play what's really nothing more than a shell game, and they shift whatever money there is out there, and they shift it around into different entities. But it's all the same. It's your Greg Brophy, your Josh Penry, your Andy Georges, these establishment consultant groups. And when you look at this Blitz, which is apparently the latest, you know, shell game that they're playing, they're spending all of their money on advertising, which, if I'm right, Patrick, they get a cut back on, right? There wasn't anything on canvassing. There wasn't anything, it seemed to me, on trying to actually register voters or do some of the things that Democrats do that work. Or am I missing something here?
No, that's exactly what happens. Or they just, it's a shell game, because they'll just come up with a new, different name. So, you know, guys like Chuck have, you know, blasted Clear Creek and other entities. So they come out with Purple States or whatever the new game is, or they find one of their friends like Mario Nicholas,
who we met him one time socially, I thought he was a Democrat. I'm like,
he is a Democrat.
Well, yeah,
right. And he was an admitted anti-Trumper, and then he spent a ton of money through Republican entities. And then what happened was, is like, so we had, you know, Friends of the Future just stood up against us. They kiped a lot of our donors and said, don't give to
right.
the Colorado House. And then there was also, you know, Better Jobs Colorado, which is run by Frank McNulty, that did the same thing. They kiped a ton of donors as well. And then they all said, like, guys like them were saying, oh, gosh, Stephanie Luck, these guys are idiots. They have no clue. Stephanie Luck can never win. And here she is, winner by 8 points.
There you go.
You would have thought she had no chance. The incumbent had won. And it looked like they were going to get a ton of money, including from Greg Brophy and Mark Hillman, all held fundraisers, and they all said, well, we gave it to her before she had an opponent, as if she wasn't going to have an opponent. Everybody else. Yeah.
Listen, let me, because we got a packed show today. We're going to move on and talk about.
Yeah, you're not a minority leader anymore. So
No. We still keep doing this, though, because we need somebody to tell us the truth about what's going on.
And guess what? Like Chuck said, you know, I can now play by the same rules they play by.
Yeah,
there we go.
Exactly.
We'll help. Okay.
I made a lot of promises, and I kept to my promises for the last 4 years. I'm going to try to hold the new minority leader, Hugh McKean, to the same promises that I kept by. He should honor those same promises. And
he won't.
Guess what? I can play my own game.
Yeah, I guarantee one thing, he won't.
And Patrick, we're on your side.
Yeah.
So thank you for your time. As always, stay tuned, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Take care, Patrick.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep, everybody is saying, all right, we're on with Patrick's fight. Okay, so we wanted to bring, I think we're going to have to get a regular slot for George Anthonisopoulos coming in too. So George Anthonisopoulos was one of the persons who was originally helping fight for the constitutional amendment passed significantly, in a significant margin, by Colorado voters, saying they wanted to amend the Colorado Constitution to say, call us crazy, you have to be an American citizen to vote in an American election. People were like, well, that makes sense to me. So they voted for it. But it took like 2 seconds for the city of Telluride to say, oh, we're not going to follow that. This is how the Democrats play, guys. So you pass a constitutional amendment. It's like, yeah, we're just not going to follow that. So let's bring George back on and say, hey, George, thank you for your time once again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
So, George, why don't you explain for folks what this the whole concept of constitutional amendment, and then what are we going to do about Telluride?
Nothing.
Well, Chuck, don't be so negative up front. Let George answer.
Bottom line up front, what Chuck said is true. Mm-hmm. We'll probably do nothing unless some actual heroes step up to do something. But let's start first with what you were talking about with Pat, who, by the way, Pat is awesome. Every
yes.
Republican in the state of Colorado should be following him and Lauren and Dave Williams and Van Winkle because they're winners. Like,
yes.
Let's just cut to the chase. They're winners. And the thing that makes me crazy about all these op-eds that everybody is writing about what the Colorado Republican Party needs to do to save itself, they're beneath contempt. I cannot on public airways or on Facebook or on YouTube, describe the level of contempt that I have for these people because, A...
Which people do you have contempt for?
You name an author or a reporter. Let's start with
right.
Dick Wadhams. He penned that op-ed. Let's start.
Right.
Let's talk about all the, you know, quote-unquote reporters who are writing
right.
pieces for the Sun and the Denver Post and everybody else, talking about what the Republican Party needs to do to change. And they always talk about, well, we need to message and brand and whatever.
Right. Yeah. We need to message differently.
Listen, if you come and you're like, oh, the Republican Party needs to message differently, you're a moron. And I don't want to waste my time even arguing
yeah.
it because you know what matters? Political mechanics, like
right.
voter registration, like making sure you have poll watchers, making sure, you know, signature verification, making sure you are canvassing, harvesting ballots. Listen, the whole reason we are in the position we're in nationally is because the Democrats harvested all kinds of ballots and dropped
right.
them in at the last second. Do you
right.
honestly think Trump's messaging could
right.
have made a difference?
No.
When the Democrats are dropping 100,000 votes in the middle of the night.
And Chuck brings this up all the time, George. It's like, you know, when we were when talking with Patrick, you look at these Republican consultants and all they do is spend money on advertising. It's like, hello, you know, forget the advertising, get out there, like you said, canvas, knock on doors, harvest ballots. Like Chuck says, go find all of the, you know, white guys in their
guys.
In their 30s,
Latino guys,
any guys, right? The men who don't vote. I mean, there for you know, there are plenty of men to counter the liberal crazy
Karens.
Soccer mom Karens in the suburbs, right? But do the Republicans try to do anything for that? No. And then they say silly things like, "Well, there's so many unaffiliated voters." It's like, hello, because because you're automatically registered unaffiliated when you get a driver's license. It's not like there are droves of people coming into Colorado and you're going to say to yourself, why would the Democrats want us to do that? Well, because they know how to go harvest those ballots. You're right. It's not the messaging. We don't need to say stuff like, oh, we're for liberty.
Lower taxes. Oh, boy. Less regulation. Oh, boy.
Nobody believes
better
that anyway.
Roads. Okay. Yeah, Dick. We can say those words and they'll do no good, as I've done for a fifth of a century. And then we can hire Blitz to make all the money and give it to all their little buddies at Friends for the Future.
And lose even more.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. We could win elections starting in 2 years if we actually get, I don't know, the working class. Let's stop thinking about voters in the way we traditionally think about them. And we seem to be obsessed in Colorado about the white 40-something-year-old soccer mom living in the suburbs of Jefferson County. Let's start thinking about how do we fundamentally change how we target voters and then demonstrate, not just talk about the good things we're going to do for them, but actually do some good things for them. Right. So I was going to say,
here's a minor thing we could do. If I'm a Republican in the legislature right now, I'm like, every time Pola stands up and talks about shutting down the economy, I stand up and talk about opening the economy. I go through a list of all of the restaurants, long-time established restaurants that have closed their doors forever. I go stand in downtown Denver like that gal did in Baltimore, and I walk past, you know, the homeless encampments. I walk past the boarded-up buildings, and I'm like, hey, this is what the Democrats are giving you. I mean... It works. And George, you're absolutely right. We don't need to, when Dick Wadham said that, I'm like, Dick, the Republicans haven't won forever. Even George Brockler, who I like, but he pointed out, well, we didn't get slaughtered that much in Colorado. But I'm like, George, that's because we've been slaughtered for so much.
There's not left much to kill.
Yeah, it's like they're, you know, they're letting us have some
dead carcasses. You know, elected a few minor positions.
Yeah, it was not a good.
See you, Regent. We're one of those.
Well, here's all those people who are writing articles and Dick Wadhams and all the Republican political class who talk about what we need to do different. They were all the ones who were like, there is no way this no-name woman from Rifle, Colorado is going to beat a five-term incumbent Republican representative out here on the Western Slope. It's impossible. Well, guess what? It wasn't impossible. And, oh, we're so liberal. We're so blue. You know, Republicans have to essentially become Democrats in order to win. No, I'm pretty sure Amendment 76 passed.
Like, right.
It wasn't even close. And let's talk about Amendment 76, because one of the things that we said when we started putting this together was they're already doing this around the country. They're going to do it here next.
Right.
That's what we said. You can go back and play the tape. And now they're doing it.
Exactly.
The county clerk in Telluride saying, no, no, this doesn't apply. And she's like, we don't care what the voters said.
Right.
We're going to do what we want because we have, you know, the home rule and all that stuff. They have Article 20 of the Constitution, which grants authority over all aspects of municipal elections, including voter registration. However, what it does not talk about is eligibility. So that's not listed under the scope of election matters. And what we did, one of the reasons we passed a constitutional amendment is we thought it was a matter of grave state concern.
Right.
Ergo, it asserts the state interest over a matter not mentioned in Section 6 of Article 20 of the Colorado Constitution. And mind you, I'm not an attorney. I just played one on TV once upon a time. But the point is that for this county clerk to just blatantly disregard a constitutional amendment overwhelmingly passed by Colorado voters, I mean, it hasn't even been 2 weeks, and she's already saying, I'm not going to follow that.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, and that's just kind of take a look at it. I mean, it wasn't like they said we've conferred with our attorneys and we've looked at this. What they said was, we don't like it. We don't agree with it. So, I mean, look what's going on in the election nationally, right? You've got this cracks me up. So I was trying to post our show from Wednesday, right? YouTube would not let me post or share our show because they put a little claimer thing up there that said the Associated Press has called the presidential election for Joe Biden. I'm like, okay, well, the last I heard that the Associated Press wasn't in charge of declaring the precedent of the United States, right? And so who cares what the Associated Press said? I mean, it's the media is just gone bonkers, and the Democrats are fueling all of that. I mean, they're part of it. Like you said, she just, a couple of days after the election, some Telluride bureaucrat basically says, oh, we're not going to follow that. So we're going to let anybody vote in our elections just because we feel like we should be able to do that. I mean, it's insanity. And what do you have no country if you can just have everybody just say, Constitution, yeah, we don't agree with that, so we're actually not going to follow it anymore.
And again, it's not like, okay, you can argue that it's not a matter of grave state concern, which I believe is the legal language. You could argue that when
statewide concern,
statutory.
The lingo is statewide concern.
Like I said, I only played a lawyer on television. I'm not actually an attorney. But now that it's been passed as a constitutional amendment, I feel like that argument is much weaker. But
yeah,
more to the point, it's not like she said, I'm going to confer with our attorneys and we're going
right.
to, you know, see this and that. She's like, I'm just not going to do it because I feel like not doing it.
Right,
but
right.
What? There's a concept in political science called social capital, essentially the bond that binds us all together.
If right.
the 2020 presidential election hasn't completely eliminated the concept yeah. of social capital in America,
good point.
Things like this are burying it.
Yes.
When you have officials, government officials saying, hey, we're just going to disregard something the voters overwhelmingly passed because of my feelings.
Right.
What?
Well, you know, here's my thing. I don't feel like paying taxes this year, right? I don't feel like following the speed limit or not going into HOV lane if it's only just me. Everything falls apart if we just say, you know, I don't like that law, so I'm not going to follow
it
anymore.
It doesn't fall apart if you're a Democrat because nobody will do anything about it.
But no, not in Colorado.
They'll seize all your assets if you don't pay taxes. What happens in Colorado is you get praised by the Denver Post and everybody, what a brave Democrats. When the Secretary of State, you think that Secretary of State follows rules? She didn't like? No. She's a liar and a cheat.
And they interview Ryan Call again in that article. Ryan Call, who was the Republican chairperson, who was for open borders, who voted for Joe Biden, so he's not a Republican. And you're right, George. I mean, Jesse Paul is a good reporter, I used to think, at the Colorado Sun. But I quit reading the article about his analysis of the Republicans because it was making me so angry. I mean, does he talk to actually any real Republican that other Republicans consider Republican? It's like, no. And then the media, and they do that on purpose. It's not like it's hard to get hold of Patrick Neville or you or Randy Corcoran, but instead, you know, they go find these fake Republicans and they say, see, who agree with them. Oh yeah, the Republican Party sucks in Colorado. And by the way, you don't have to be a citizen to vote.
Yeah, it's we're no longer governed by laws. We are governed by opinion. And that's the state of America today. And I hope it changes. The presidential election will not be decided until the electors meet because we have laws that we're allegedly supposed to follow. And it doesn't matter what the Associated Press thinks or Twitter or YouTube. What matters is the rule of law and the electors when they get together and they cast their votes. So anybody who tells you that, oh, no, this has been decided, they're factually wrong.
Right.
So if you were to ask me what my confidence level is in the reliability and fairness of our elections, I would say it's next to nothing because, again, the government just telling us to sit down, pat us on the head, tell us we're idiots, and they've got this. When you see the county clerk of Telluride essentially say or city clerk, whatever her position is, saying, oh, yeah, we know that the voters – overwhelmingly approved this constitutional amendment, but we're just not going to follow it because feelings. But by the way, the laws that we decide we want to follow, those are the laws. We're going to hold them up as sacrosanct. And if you dare question them, we are going to call you everything from an anarchist to a traitor to God knows what else they're going to
call us.
So,
you're racist.
Yeah. That's the state of America today. And again, the government in the constitutional republic allegedly works for us. So they need to remember who works for whom. And it's not my job as a citizen to go out and prove some right. sort of electoral malfeasance. It's their job to make sure, again, if they want to reinforce the concept of social capital, they should be bending over backwards to prove we had a free and fair election and you can trust us. But they are right. not. They're doing
no, and they can't. I mean, I think and you see what they're doing instead. And this is what is so alarming about the Democrat Party today and the Joe Biden presidency. I mean, it's all big tech people are on there right now. I mean, we're getting, you know, people are coming into the chat section saying, you know, that AP called Biden notice shows up on conservative channels, not on the cooking channel. I mean, people say they did it. Do they do that to them too? I mean, we all know that you go on and, you know, and I guess CNN is now saying it's going to wreck America if conservatives flock to places like Parler and Rumble and find places that doesn't. I mean, it says, I mean, that's what they're going to do is they're going to continue to try to silence us. And that's why, George, as we've talked before a lot on this show, elections have consequences. If we had George Brockler as the attorney general, hopefully a George Brockler would step in and say, city clerk of Telluride, you can't just change or ignore the Colorado and constitution.
It's a misdemeanor. And I
yeah. And you're going to go right. You know, but you know, is Phil Weiser going to do that?
Phil Weiser.
I don't think so.
I just got today my CU law, alumni one on inclusion and anti-racism, and 50 pages of how we can change everything and everybody through the CU Law School and get rid of the inherent systematic racism that is part of everything. It was the most disgusting, foul, at the end, could you give us some money? You know, I mean, CU Law School and its dean are just a disgrace.
Maybe, you know, they should lower the tuition. So, well, so George, back to the one of the things I really also wanted to ask you is, so what, I mean, will somebody have to challenge that? Will they have to wait till there's an election and Telluride lets all kind? I mean, first of all, if you're Telluride, it's like, what do you think might happen? I'm just saying, if all of a sudden you let all these people who aren't citizens vote,
they're all European.
I know. It's like, what do you think is going to happen to Telluride? But at any rate, what do we do about that? Or
nothing.
You got to wait.
I think they're inviting litigation. And okay. given the economy and given what's going on with COVID and the lockdowns and the you have to make reservations to go skiing, even if you are right. a season pass holder, like the town of Telluride really wants to invite litigation in this economic environment. Like you just have that much disposable income in your city budget that you yeah. want to pick a fight. I mean, yeah. that makes no sense at all. And this woman coming out and saying, we don't care what the voters say. We don't care what the Colorado Constitution says. We are, you know, my reading of the Constitution as a city clerk is I'm going to do what I feel like. And, you know.
But it's worked before.
Like, that's not a responsible way to govern. And she's just inviting
litigation. She is following. I mean, the Colorado voters in their ignorance and bigotry and so forth decided that marriage between a man and a woman. So
and then Boulder County clerk said, no, it's not.
No, it's not. And guess who won? Yeah. The Boulder County clerk.
Well, and here's the thing, too, that I want to point out to people is so if you're just a reporter, there was no reporter who was like wandering around doing their own polling of every city in Colorado to see if they were going to follow this, right? This I'm submitting here, Georgia, this is part of a plot, again, on the part of the Democrats, because and the Telluride clerk just didn't wake up that morning and go, you know what, I don't think I'm going to follow that. I think that they had it come out at a place where they knew they wouldn't get pushback. Other clerks are going to say, yeah, me too, me too, me too. I mean, it wasn't a coincidence, or wasn't it not a coincidence? It wasn't just happenstance that that story gets, you know, Westward stumbles on that story.
Stumbles,
it's not just happenstance that the Telluride city clerk just suddenly thought this up. No, I guarantee you that there is a fight that they're gearing up for. And I hope that the people who helped back 76, besides the voters, are going to gear up for a fight too, because they will take it if they can. I mean, they realize the stupid, pesky little Colorado voters, we keep voting things that
dumb
they don't
things.
Like.
Xenophobic yeah. things.
Right.
Well, it's, you look at this, I mean, the income tax cut passed.
Yep.
So I'm sure right now the General Assembly is thinking about all kinds of gimmicks and ways they can introduce.
But really good, too. In addition to that, the restriction on starting fees. New enterprise zones and fees passed. So one of their tricks has been taken out of the bag anyway, at least partially.
Yeah, but instead of trying to think of ways to reinforce the will of the voters and abide by the law, what they're doing, I promise you, right now down at the state capitol, the Democrats are thinking of all kinds of creative ways they can take more of our money, even though we voted
exactly
to decrease our income tax.
And they're going to use COVID as an excuse to do it. You know,
we'll take a couple of calls.
Well, we should let George go because we got Randy Corcoran coming up. If that's
I know,
okay.
But these people have.
Some they want to talk to George. Okay.
No, I think
George, we got some phone calls for you.
Maybe they don't want to talk to you, George. I don't know. No. But well, let's get Don maybe. From Colorado Springs on.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, I'm trying to follow the whole conversation. I just didn't realize this was the guest on the show today. But I'm now convinced that this COVID-19 is never going to end.
Right.
And they're just going to use this to cough up more money and maybe wipe out the middle class or make us a slave class.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, who's making money off of all of this, by the way?
Super Target.
Well, and Jeff Bezos, right? The owner of Amazon, the Washington Post. I mean, there are a ton of people. They're closing down
small businesses,
but big businesses, big tech, all of those are skyrocketing. Don, you're right. I mean, people are just going to have to start just saying no. I mean, it's all.
Well, somebody said I'm not protesting.
You know, otherwise they're just going to play with this, you know, and all that. If they can steal your freedoms, you know, it's like an abuser. I mean, they're not going to stop abusing their wife. If they know they can get away with it, they'll continue to do that.
Right.
And our government is going to continue to press their luck. But the government, our Democrat Party press, are going to make sure they never whammy.
Right. You're absolutely right. I hope not. But hey, Don, thank you for the call. Thank you for hanging on, too. I appreciate it. Okay.
All right. Let's go to Barney, line four. Barnes.
Hey, Barney.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Julie. Hey, George. A little buddy told me to be calm, so I'm not going to yell today. I'm just going to be.
We'll be disappointed.
I want to let you know I love the hell out of you. You're awesome. You're a smart dude. Sucking up to you. But by the way, I thought I was going to have to when Casper wanted me to come out with my pick handle. You were saying something last week. I can't remember. Never mind. Forget that. But so talking about election. Well, wait a minute. Chuck, you brought up about the racism thing, you know, the 50 ways to not be a racist. And so Larry Elder was on with some little white dude from TMZ and a black guy. And they were telling Larry Elder this little white dude was telling him all about racism. And it's like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go to the black guy. to tell me about racism. I don't think I need to hear from the white liberal, but talking about the election and election laws are state made. That's great. That's fine. But doesn't a state in a federal election have to have some kind of responsibility? Like with Telluride, you know, just doing whatever the hell they want to do. Where's the backlash? I mean, we're having a federal election. No, you have to be a citizen to vote. Where's the enforcement from the feds or whatever? How, just like in Pennsylvania, I mean, I know that the electors can come up and say, no, piss off. We know you guys are pulling a faster one. We're just going to have Trump electors in there. Trump wins the state, but I know that would be a huge, whatever, but. Where's the guidelines, I guess, from the...
That's a good question, actually.
No. What the clerk is saying, just for town elections, they would say...
No, but what Barney's point is what do you do? Is there any kind of federal recourse when you have states that are cheating, essentially, or ignoring their own laws?
Yeah, that's why I have a U.S. attorney. But you know, they got away with the Russia hoax, so why shouldn't they get away with whatever else they want? Yeah, it'd be a crime, federal crime, to engage in fraud and
An election fraud.
Federal election, yeah.
But, okay.
But as we know, that doesn't apply to
Democrats. Yeah, Barr is looking into it. Yeah,
that's right. They'll get right to it along with the Russian report. Yeah.
So, Barney, what do you think is going to happen? In any sense?
You know what? I'd really like to say that, and I still go back to my gut, I still think Trump won Arizona. I know he won Georgia. I'm pretty sure he won Georgia. Pennsylvania, I know he won. And I know he still needs, well, he doesn't, if he's got Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, I'm pretty sure that puts him at 278. But if it doesn't, there's still so much crap going on in Wisconsin, which I really didn't think that he won. And
right.
Michigan, I don't have the answers, but I don't know when. I'll tell you what, when law enforcement starts going into these polls, to these poll workers, you know, the guy that looks like John Denver with the ponytail, and they pull out their badge and they lean on him, I know he'll run his mouth. I know he'll squeal like a pig. Nobody wants to go to prison, but nobody ever does go to prison. Nobody ever does get locked up.
You got this wrong. When you report a crime and report election fraud, like the post office,
then you're a bad person.
Then the federal agents
come and tell you to knock it off.
And then the agents call the Washington Post and tell them you've recanted your story, and then you're suspended from the post office.
Yes, without pay.
Those federal agents.
I stand corrected. That's exactly what they did to that poor guy. Yeah. It's pathetic, but. I don't know. I don't know where this is going to shake out, but I'm just going to go with what Pompeo said. He said, no, there's not. We're going to be our transition into the second term of Donald Trump will be just fine.
And Barney, before we let you go, Sandra just typed in the chat. Sandra just said, no, Barney, we need your spirit. Start yelling, damn it. So there you go.
Oh, no, damn it. Sandra, you're a fruitcake. I'm not going to yell just because you want me to. But I love all you guys. George, we do love the hell out of you. You're awesome. And by the way, Junebug is on Monday. What's his name?
Dr. Junebug. Junebug, we've got a wedding to go to in Atlanta. And we're gonna bring a bunch of ballots back with us.
Fill them out next Wednesday.
I'll fill one out. I'll be more than happy to jump in on that.
All right, Barney, thank you so much.
Chuck.
All right, buddy.
Chuck, we know what the hell you're doing down there.
I know.
Bye. Thanks, Barney. Hey, and George, we're going to let you go too. Thank you for your time. Keep us posted on the fight to keep Amendment 76 against the city of Telluride, okay?
Thank you. I will.
All right, George. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We see Randy Corbin is now
popped up.
Hey, Randy, you could go ahead and unmute yourself if you're ready. Okay, so maybe so you've been talking with people who know things.
People who know people who
know things.
Yeah, just texting with Ronna McDaniel from the RNC, and
that's very cool. So wait, you and Ron, you guys are texting.
Well, he's an RNC committee man.
I know, that's very cool.
Very in it.
Yeah.
So very, very interesting. RNC is pouring a ton of money into these legal challenges. Sometimes on social media, I'll say, what the heck is the Republican Party or the RNC doing? And we're spending like crazy. And there's an awful lot going on. You know, we have over 500 signed affidavits now in 5 states, over 12,000 incident reports that have been filed with numerous agencies. Legal teams are being assembled. I just finished an affidavit for Joe Altman who's the... spoke at our Tea Party meeting and showed all of his proof of the social media Antifa ties of Eric Coomer, who is the bigwig executive nuclear physicist code expert behind Dominion.
Right. And for folks who don't know, Dominion is the company that does a lot of the software for a lot of the states.
Well, it does the machines themselves.
The machines, right. And there have been a lot of questions about glitches and Dominion just flat out changing votes. So maybe let me have you jump right there, because we had Joe on our show last week, too. He was great. Yeah. What has he found out, and what kind of questions does this raise about the integrity of this Dominion, these Dominion counting machines?
Well, this big guy who testifies in court as an expert witness for Dominion, who goes from state to state to sell Dominion, who understands the code and how it all works behind the scenes, is hardcore Antifa. His own social media proves it. And Joe, in his affidavit today, put out that he was on an Antifa call when Eric came on, Bigwig Eric, and someone said that, you know, what are we going to do if this effing president wins again? I feel like killing somebody. And Eric came back and said, don't worry about it. I've got that handled. He's not going to win.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about machines that flip votes. We're talking about hard drives that were lost for a couple of hours during a police, right, you know, accompaniment to take it over there. And then all of a sudden mysteriously appeared, and right, we watched votes fly over to the Biden side. So I told Joe, and I don't think he likes to hear this, but I'll tell him again on the radio show tomorrow that he may be the man that saves the republic.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
go. Well, because I mean, and let's go back and let's explore that a little bit. I mean, somebody may say, oh, you know, well, you can have, you know, you can be Antifa on social media. But let's keep in mind what Antifa's message is. Antifa's message is destroy. They want to destroy and overthrow America. Let me just finish. So if they're going to loot and they're going to burn, it is not really at all a stretch of the imagination to think that if they actually had the power and the know-how to change the votes, they would do that in a heartbeat. And this guy apparently, what, said on the call, yeah, don't worry. Trump is not going
to
win.
We got it handled. Those systems are not supposed to be on the internet. They're supposed to be in closed networks. They were internet accessible. We know about hard drives. We know about people reporting votes. They punched the R and it came out the D, thousands upon thousands. And then we also know the statistically improbable, I would say impossible, yeah, way that the voting trend changed in those 2 or 3 hours in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Right. Right. Well, and Sidney Powell has talked about that too. And Lynn Wood. I mean, and those two lawyers are nobody's fool, right? When Lynn Wood is saying, don't worry. And I don't know, can maybe you maybe shed any light on this? Lynn Wood is saying, don't freak out. Don't panic. Don't worry. We can show this. These are not, even though the media keeps trying to tell you there's no evidence of this, there's no evidence of that. It sounds like there is a lot of evidence.
You know, our friend Matt Dunn at Backbone Radio coined this phrase a long time ago. It's a psyop, what the media is doing. They're conditioning people. We've got deep state actors coming out and saying there's no there, the most secure election we've ever had. Of course, that statement was about from external sources. That statement had nothing to do with what's going on right inside our country. And I feel the same way. I think people just need to breathe. Don't chase the roller coaster on the news. Everybody is working their tail off to make sure we expose this, whether it'll change it or not. We shall see. But you know, this president is not going to give up until the very last.
No.
Fight.
And you know what I think they're making maybe some ground is because then you see a little bit of the change. It's kind of they're trying to, I don't know if they think they can get inside Trump's head or not, but they're saying, well, Trump, he's just laying the groundwork because he's going to start a new network. And he's trying to figure, I mean, political, he's trying to figure out. And they're like, the president's crazy conspiracy theory about election fraud. People are believing it. It's like, I mean, and that says a lot when you, I mean, I don't know, they do need, even if it doesn't change it, which I think it would, they need to get to the bottom of it, Randy, because, and this I agree with Tucker Carlson, you can't have 70 plus million people wandering around the country firmly believing that this, that the race was stolen. I mean,
you had 70 million people, Julie, who were absolutely convinced that the Russians had hacked in.
And I think there's a little bit of a difference.
No, it's not different. It's not, they don't care what we think. No. They don't care. You think, oh, they care what we think.
Well, no,
they
but
don't
I mean,
care what we think.
But it's like, they're not going to go down without fighting, I think.
Well, you know, what's important is listening to what smart people on the left say, like the legal advisor to MSLSD, Dan Abrams, smart guy, you know, totally a lefty, but he generally gives pretty good analysis. And he started talking about last night, I didn't see the show, I'm hearing this secondhand, but he started talking about last night that I can see how Trump is going to steal this election. He's going
to. Oh, well, you know that's going to be it. Well, so let me then ask you, so you've got anything else you can share with us about the Joe Altman, and thank God for Joe Altman, his affidavit and the work that he's doing?
Yeah, I just sent that off to Jenna Ellis, and so that will be into the mix with these other 500 or more signed affidavits. And, you know, even if all we had, if we didn't have Joe's belief based off of this phone call and his clear recollection of what was said, that I've got that handled, the election is ours, the fact that someone who has that much power, that much control, that much intelligence, and is involved in this company that is in what, 39 or 40 states, is hardcore Antifa. His own social media, F the pigs, you know, negative death threat type stuff to the president. He's unabashed about it because he thought he was bulletproof. He had all that social media secured. It wasn't for public consumption. And, you know, Joe's a tech guy. He's an IT guy. So he got access to it in whatever way. But I think this story, they're going to try and stomp on it, but it's going to get legs. And everybody should retweet social media, tell your friends, look up Dominion, and let's make this thing huge.
And I saw, just for folks want to know too, there was, I think they laid it out very good on the Gateway Pundit had a good story about it as well. Well, let me then, let me ask you about this. This is from Mark, and this is a good question. Whatever the RNC is doing, Randy, you better do it fast. Most lawsuits take way too long to win the day. That's a good point.
Really good point, but election lawsuits are extremely fast tracks. Yeah.
Okay.
Courts will hold hearings at 8 o'clock at night. They'll hold them on a Saturday, on a Sunday. Yeah. They'll rule within a day, 2 days, 3 days. Yeah. And they all understand the pressure of those short deadlines.
Okay.
And remember this, some of these judges are going to be Democrats. They may just rule against us. But the point is, create that appeal. Whichever side loses, we'll get to an appeal. And the higher up the food chain we get, the closer we get to Trump judges.
Right. So, well, and all that, and Joe Biden is now sending out a ton of emails saying, hey, you need to give me money to fight the legal challenges. So,
well, let's take a phone call. Let's take a call from Jacob on line five. Hey, Jacob.
Hi, two quick things. Can you hear me?
On the Chuck and Julian Randy.
Okay. Yeah. This voting machine system, Dominion, is the old Diebold and Sequoia Pacific machines, who were both sued heavily back in the 90s because they were switching votes on their machines.
Oh.
So they've had a long history. Diebold's also out of the Dominion Republic. But the second thing I really called about was, you know how all the Supreme Court justices on the Republican side were really treated bad, you know, like Kavanaugh and Alito? But who was treated the worst out of all of them?
Thomas.
And that was Judge Thomas because of Anita Hill.
Right.
And which senator invited Anita Hill to come to the Hill to testify?
Jumping Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. I don't think he wants this going to the Supreme Court.
Jacob, thank you. Thank you for your call. Yeah. Very good point. Well, Randy, what's the sense? And then we'll let you go. I can hear your phone ringing there. It's like, what's your, and then you got to text Rana again, I know. What's the sense of the, I guess, is there a mood at the RNC or what can you share with us about that?
Boy, I'll tell you, intensity. And it's funny, every time we get a notice for one of these RNC conference calls, you know, your heart sinks. Oh God, what are they going to tell us?
Yeah.
And every time we get on one of these calls, now here's where we're at. Here's how we've elevated it. Here's what we've got under control over here. Here's a new angle to the story. Ronna McDaniel's on fire. She is committed to fighting this thing all the way through. And, you know, what's been interesting to me is, except for on Twitter, the president has been very quiet about all this.
Yes, you're right.
Yes.
And that's usually what a confident person does. He doesn't need to be up bragging and bolstering, but he did tweet out that 2 million votes were impacted by Dominion.
Right.
Those numbers are extraordinary. The other thing that really irritates me, and I've got lots of libertarian friends, there's a lot of libertarian in me, but you look at the difference in some of these battleground states, and if the libertarian vote had gone to the Republican, we wouldn't even be in this mess right now. In fact, the Democrats would be the ones demanding a recount.
You can't think that because you know libertarians, and it's they've gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. They wouldn't vote for Trump.
Yeah,
you know they
could vote for Kanye.
Kanye maybe, but they're in their own mind have become losertarians, and so they've become, from what was a really, I think, an energizing intellectual force, to just a home of people who kind of joy in the fact that the Democrats will rule and everything else. So, I mean, the fact that you want, I mean, it's too bad they just don't go away. The day is over, really. Once they had Weld and Johnson, the Libertarian Party died as a party, and it's just become a kind of a never Trumper thing.
That sounds to me like the virtue signaling never Trumpers and Republican establishmentarians who, you know, just can't bring themselves to vote for Trump, and leave us on the brink of turning this country over to literal socialism and a puppet president. I mean, it's terrible. One more thing I want to make sure I get said real quick.
Sure.
I've been getting a lot of calls at the law firm about voter fraud issues, or at least irregularities here in Colorado. And so my RNC email is rbcforcolorado@gmail.com. And okay. I'm asking everybody, I can't field all the calls and I can't keep track of all the information. And I'm focused on the presidential race right now.
Sure, but I
definitely want to have a good look and maybe some kind of a full audit of the Colorado election. If Dominion is actually doing this, imagine what maybe they have been doing to us in Colorado for years.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, Randy, what do you got? I know you've got a great show coming up tomorrow at 7:10 KNUS.
Tomorrow's going to be great. I'll be getting calls in from people from Colorado who are at the Stop the Steal March in Washington, D.C. So we'll get live updates on that. Joe Altman will be back now that we've got this affidavit out. There's very little that's off the table to talk about. And Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is going to join the show.
Oh, good. Sure. That'll be a great show.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. 7:10 KNUS, 9 to news, 9 to noon. love you guys. Appreciate you so much. Have a good
night. You too. Right, you too, care. Randy. Thank you. Tell Ronald we said hey.
Yeah. Say,
Randy Corbin.
Not Jenna so much, but Ronald.
So I want to let folks, we forgot to say this too. The show is brought to you in part today, as always, by ColoradoCitizenPress.com. In these times in particular, it is good to go to them. And I want to say thank you to, just so folks know, I have to put on our Facebook page how to listen to us on Zoom. But if you ever want to listen to us and be on Zoom and you can kind of chat in the chat thing, the way to do that is you just go to zoom.us. And then if you've got a pen handy, the meeting number is 209-576-423. That's 209-576-423. I mean, you can join us on Zoom too, because we appreciate all the comments.
We also brought you by Synergenics. I start phase 3 of my dieting January 1st. So it's getting closer, and then get down to my weight when I was in school.
Woo, so he's doing great. You're doing great. Well, I have not been doing.
Well, that's because I am with
Julie
McCallum, and you're not on the plan with Julie McCallum.
My plan has
so Cheetos. If you want to actually lose some weight and actually be feeling great, give Senator Jackson, Julia Collins, it's free consultation, 720-387-3681.
And this from Sandra. Thank you, Randy. We love him. Oh, thank you, Sandra, too. It was a great show. We love having you guys there. You guys, remember, you can always catch our podcast at chuckandjulie.com. We're also on Podbean now. So if you go to the Chuck and Julie Show at Podbean, you can catch us there, and also at BBS. Thank you.
So I'm feeling better again. So I'm off to the Boy Scout or Cub Scout meeting at the ballet. So I'll see all of you down there.
That's right. Brian Doomdep filling in. We're going to go to Atlanta for a wedding, and we'll bring back a bunch of ballots that we can all then sit around
and have a ballot party.
Hey, thank you to the guys at BBS. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.